Well, being in the middle of this pandemic, put yourself in the shoes of being a GP. Melbourne GPs say the country is failing to take advantage of a surge in desire to get vaccinated because of disorganisation and a lack of supply. Vaccine hotlines are often busy and there isn't a coordinated booking system. Some GPs still can't get enough vaccines for Victorians desperate to protect themselves from the virus. Alexia Atwood reports.
Melbourne resident Jill Whelan describes a frustration that many Victorians are feeling right now.
I am eligible now, but it is very difficult to get the vaccine still. The phone rings out. The only way to make an appointment is on the phone. And a lot of my friends are telling me, and I've experienced it myself, that you can be on the phone pretty much all day and it still rings out. There's no online booking system. And if you choose to walk in, you're really trying your luck. There's no certainty. So for me to take a chance, I mean, I'm not working all day to go and line up in a queue, even though I really want to get vaccine, and I believe that that's the most important thing.
The World Today has been checking in regularly with Melbourne GP Shay Wilcox. He says since the lockdown, his patients are struggling to make regular appointments because the phone lines keep crashing with so many people ringing to try and get a vaccine. And what's worse, his clinic isn't getting nearly enough vaccines to meet demand. Have you tried to ask for more?
We've tried. I feel like we've tried everybody we can get onto, and everybody is trying to be helpful, but they are also, they have their hands tied.
Do you think the federal government should be capitalising on a surge in desire to get vaccinated and be providing more?
It certainly seems like a great opportunity to really get as many people vaccinated as possible when it is at the forefront of everybody's mind.
Do you think the federal government should be doing more to fast-track vaccines to Victoria?
From my point of view, absolutely. The thought of coronavirus and where can I get the vaccine and will it affect me, it's infiltrating everybody's thoughts every day and it's shaping everybody's behaviour. I really think that Victoria should just get everybody vaccinated immediately because I think right now is the perfect time.
When the government constantly repeats, go to your GP for your vaccination, or go to your GP if you have questions or concerns, how does that make you feel?
I feel like that's absolutely the right approach. And so it's frustrating. I feel like we've been put in a position where we can give the vaccines and we can certainly meet the demand. And the government's telling the community that the GPs can give vaccines. And yet we don't have the numbers of doses required to do that.
A spokesperson for the Department of Health told The World Today that on May 26th, the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, announced the release of an additional 130,000 vaccines to Victoria to accelerate the state's rollout. They say that to date, almost 790,000 vaccines have been delivered to the Victorian government and almost 960,000 vaccines have been delivered to primary care sites in Victoria. A further 71,000 Pfizer and 100,000 AstraZeneca vaccines will be delivered to the Victorian government this week. And approximately 92,000 AstraZeneca vaccines will be delivered to primary care sites in Victoria by the end of the week. Dr. Omar Khorshid is president of the Australian Medical Association and says the Melbourne lockdown has completely changed the game.
It wasn't long ago where our Commonwealth vaccination centres were largely empty, and around the country we've had state vaccination centres with very few people attending them, and it's very hard to pivot from that situation to suddenly significant demand within a few days.
Dr. Khorshid says it's unfortunate it's taken a scare like this to lift demand.
Unfortunately, our systems have a finite capacity and they can't deal with great surges in demand. And it is a sad reality for many Victorians that accessing a vaccine is harder than it should be. The reality is we just need to work with the vaccine supply we've got, with the vaccination centres, both state-run, Commonwealth-run and the GP centres that are available. And the best place to go to look to see whether and where you can access a vaccine is the Commonwealth's Health Department website, details GPs in the region, as well as the Commonwealth vaccination centres. For state-run vaccination centres, you do need to look elsewhere. But unfortunately, with two levels of government providing vaccines, that's the reality of the situation.
That's Dr. Omar Khorshid, President of the Australian Medical Association, ending that report from Alexia Atwood.